Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Tender Loving Care with your host, myself, Pauline, and my darling, Kate. Every week, Kate and I break down a show from the TLC network, the name of the network that I believe for the... I'm reading the wrong intro. Sorry, guys. not that it matters because they're so bloody similar. Anyway, hi, I'm Pauline. I have a podcast with Kate and it's called Tender Love and Care. And this week we're doing 90 Day Fiancé. All right. Hi, Kate.
Hi. I did that on one of my solo episodes once. I was reading the wrong one.
I just messed it up. Oh, well. I was like, whatever.
Yep.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Kate, before you just started doing this, we record, guys, on Monday night, and we record this one, and then we record our Wheel of Shame, which comes out on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And so we have to pick between which one. And I just said to Kate, I want to do 90 Day because I'm sorry, Kate, I'm getting to the end of my rope with 90 Day.
They're really dragging it out. It's those last dregs of the coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, it's they're pulling at straws here with stuff to fill it with. It's like
they are. It's come on. Just and the fact is still. Nobody got married this week. Nobody got married. But I will tell you, my sexual attraction to Justin has gone through the roof when I saw what he was wearing for his. I know I'm wrong, but you know what? It's a bad love. It's a bad romance. And I don't know what to do about it. He's really, really hot.
He looked good at that party for sure. Yeah.
He looked so good. I'm trying to think if we... Oh, something. Okay. Do you want to know something spooky that just happened, listeners?
Uh-oh.
And Kate, all right, where I'm recording in my, I guess it's like spare bedroom. This is kind of spooky. Okay, wow. All right. I can see through into my kitchen, which leads into my bedroom. And my bedroom, the hallway to my bedroom, there is a light and it just went off. And then it just came back on again. Now, most people will say, that could just be electrical, Polly. But to me, it's definitely a ghost.
It's clearly a ghost.
It just went off and went on again. Mm. Wow. That's okay. It's okay. I welcome all good spirits. And guys, if you're listening to this at home and you hear something odd in the background, DM us. Kate, you know where I went today that I was so excited about?
Where?
It's the little things in life. Home fucking Depot. Now
I love Home Depot. Yes.
Okay. When I go through those doors and I smell that lumber, I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking I can build a house. I left going, I can build a house from scratch. Absolutely. Give me the tools. I started wandering around that place and it is like Mecca. It is so, I feel so in love when I'm in Home Depot. I look at stuff. I like looking at the screws and like the tools and the paint samples and the wallpaper, none of which I ever buy or do anything with. But, you know, I just feel so inspired. I fucking love Home Depot.
It's that feeling of possibility. Mm. And also I feel so free there because it feels like a place where no one works. There's never anyone around. You have to really search down a worker if you need help.
Yeah.
And so it's a great place to wander and
it's beautiful. It's the sexiest place on earth. That should be its tagline. Home Depot, the sexiest place on earth. Because I feel empowered. I love their range of snacks, which has always perplexed me. I don't understand. This is okay. I'm not going to go to rent, but I remember coming to America and then going to somewhere like Home Depot for the first time. And I was just like, Why is there chocolate and soda even at a Home Depot when you're just coming in here? You're just buying power tools, but you can't leave unless you've got something to eat and something to drink. It's
Americans
terrible.
Need sugar every 30 minutes or we die.
It's out of control. And having said that, I'm just going to pop open my Coke Zero. So I've assimilated, guys. I've assimilated.
Delicious. They have a good plant selection at Home Depot, and it's reasonably priced plants. Mm-hmm. If you need some big, you know,
that's true.
Monsteras or something. Yeah.
Because I do have a lot of plans for stuff. At the beginning of the year, I wrote stuff that I wanted to do in the house and especially the garden. And I want to do it before spring. So I loved how I twisted this to my friend, right? I go, so, you know, he was like talking about what we're going to do next weekend or whatever. And I said, you know what? I have a little bit of a project. Don't know if you're interested, but it's really good exercise. We'll be outside and, you know, we're going to get in tune with the earth. And he's like, what is it? And I was like, we need to dig up a load of weeds in my garden and cut back some of the hedges. He's like, actually, yeah, I'd love to do that. I was like, great. It'll be really good for like connecting to the earth again. He's like, yeah, yeah. AKA, I can't reach some of the stuff. So I need him to go and cut it all. But yeah, that's it. I was in Home Depot and I was just going for some other stuff, which I'm not going to go in a saga of what's gone on in my bathroom. I cannot begin to tell you guys because we'll be here till like next Tuesday if I tell you what's gone on. But anyway.
Toilet paper roll?
You know it, Kate.
Okay. It's I just want to make sure I knew.
It's not the toilet paper roll. It's the toilet paper roll holder. Guys, I flushed it down my goddamn toilet and my toilet was working fine for like a week. And now it is not working so fine. And I've put wire hangers down there. I've put a snake down there. It is now lodged. We're going to move on because move on. I don't need this. But guys, if any of you are plumbers and live in Los Angeles and want to come and help me for free, please, because plumbers are like $500 an hour. So I don't know what's going to happen here. Dang. I know what's going to happen. Having said that, now we're going to get into 90 Day, Kate.
Yes.
And yes. I know that everyone that listens to the pod saw a certain opening scene and was very excited this week. I think we should start with them because there was so much that's going on. Kate, can we please start with Clayton and Annalie?
And more importantly, baby pig and chocolate.
Guys, Instagram, 10-11 care podcast, I put a montage to baby pig and chocolate. And they were featured so heavily. Clayton was doing a guinea pig impressions. I mean, I really want a big fat guinea pig. I'm telling you, I love them.
They're so cute. And it makes me happy how much he cares for them. He couldn't sleep because he knew they were upset a little bit about being in a new environment. So that's definitely a big plus for Clayton.
I agree. Please take us into these cuckooks in this episode.
All right. So this was all about the bachelor and bachelorette parties that they're having. And Clayton is laying out the rules for her bachelorette party, which are basically no men and no strippers. He says, soil jefe, I'm the boss. Okay, Clayton, I don't get why people are so uptight about those parties.
Well, I understand if you don't trust your partner, your partner's going to cheat.
Well, yeah.
Because people do. And the fact is that they do cheat a lot on their bachelor parties and bachelorette parties. But if you think your partner's going to cheat, you shouldn't be marrying them. So, I mean, it's really
exactly.
just...
Exactly. And for these people, it's all being filmed. So do you really think they're going to do something? I mean, you're right. Your reasoning trumps all. Like, you should be able to trust them. Mm. But also, yeah, they're filming a show. They're going to just go there and awkwardly dance and that's it. So then, yes, we see Baby Pig and Chocolate a little stressed out in their new environment, poor things. And Clayton's got his party shirt on.
I was so depressed. I thought this was the highest amount of depression I was going to get on this show. And then I find out what he does for his bachelor party. And then I was really depressed.
Oh my God. So he's got his plans and she has hers. She is going to this bachelorette party hosted by Clayton's sister, who we love. The VIP side character of this whole season, in my opinion, Brandy.
Yep.
And Annalie is ready to party. She's like, I have been living in this weird apartment with you and your mom. You know, I've been dealing with all of this stuff with you. What was their thing? Oh, he's like talking about their sex life to their friends. She's like, I need to just get drunk right now.
Absolutely.
So she heads out to the bachelorette party in her white dress and her chunky white heels.
Chunk. And we see that Cameron comes over, which is his best friend and only friend, the gaming guy. And what was so troublesome to me is he comes in and Clayton's so awkward. He's like, let's not hug. I'll just shake your hand. And he's like, okay. And then he's like, well, where are your bags? And he's like, this is all I brought. And it was a near empty backpack for a weekend wedding. And he was wearing like shorts and a t-shirt. And I thought, okay, so maybe he's hiring a tux that he's picking up there. I was going through it all to figure out, how are you coming to a wedding in a bachelor party with a near empty backpack and that's it? I couldn't get over that. I didn't understand that at all. It was so strange.
I had the same thought. I was like, is there a balled up button up in there? Yeah.
So anyway. Strange. And then they come in, and so we go to Brandy's house, and she's done a ton of decorations and her friends, because of course Annalie doesn't have any friends there. So, you know, it's all Brandy's friends. I would have liked one person that was able to speak Spanish to connect with her, because that's really hard. Or maybe just TLC could have at least hired a translator or something for the night, because, you know, everyone spoke English and that was hard. But they get a party bus. Great. They get on the party bus, and then someone else joins them on the party bus. And all I could see with this stripper came on that was, I mean, I think he was pushing 55. No, look, no ageism here. No ageism here.
No.
Pushing 55. It was bright daylight outside of this party bus, okay? And he was wearing his SWAT. He's like, and he didn't even have a good opening line. It's usually like, if you're dressed as police, you know, they come in and it's like, we've had a complaint. But he just comes on, he's like, hi, anyone need an officer or something? That's stupid.
He was no Chippendales. Recent Chippendales episode.
He did remind me of one of the best side characters ever in Housewives history, John Medesian. Because if you remember, John Medesian dressed as a SWAT guy for Halloween when Dorinda had her, this is a deep cut, when Dorinda had her Halloween party where she was dressed in bubbles. As Lady Gaga, and he came in as SWAT. That's who he reminded of. He came on and I was like, it's John Medesian.
I know. Or remember, who is the one on Atlanta? Bobo or something?
Do you know, I never watched that season, and they all had like sex with him and stuff. It was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. So yeah, you're right. He's a little bit tired, but he's giving it
exhausted. He looked exhausted.
He's got a wife and five kids at home. He's on his third shift of the day.
Listen, I don't think I'm in the minority saying this. Maybe I am, but I know, as a woman that loves men and loves the male body, as do you, you love men, you love the male body, we appreciate it, we love it. Kate and I were just talking about Jeremy Allen White's Calvin Klein campaign, which makes me want to fall on the floor and collapse into a mess. Anyway, we love them. But the difference between men and women, okay, is that men will love to see a female naked body at any time. A heterosexual man would love to see that. Brilliant, wonderful, love it. As women, we can be completely attracted to men, but seeing a guy in a G-string in front of you, whipping his penis, which I like to call it, penis around in your face, had me crying with laughter. That isn't like, oh God, it's so sexy. It's just like, you're a fucking idiot. Men are idiots. Sorry. They're just idiots.
I think that's the general reaction. That's the difference. Like, I feel like if you watched a bachelor party where they have female exotic dancers there, their jaws are on the ground and they're drooling and they're so into it. But I feel like every time you see a scene where it's a bachelorette party and a male stripper comes in, the women are just giggling. There's laughing their asses off.
It's just, I couldn't stop laughing. He was thrusting as hard as he, good for him. He nearly put his back out a couple of times. You know, he is, you know, in the late 50s, but he was thrusting as much as possible. Couldn't remove the sunglasses because we did not know what he looked like underneath.
At all. He's using those tips for the chiropractor the next morning, for sure.
Oh, God, it was
so
bad.
Brandy's running the show in her ripped fishnets, and did you notice they all look the same?
Yes.
I mean, they were wearing
the same.
They were wearing these matching t-shirts. They must have gotten printed, you know, those kind of cheesy t-shirts.
Yeah,
and then they all had like distressed, bedazzled jeans on,
shorts.
And their
they were
hair.
little jean shorts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Either jeans with holes and the fishnets coming through, or jorts with the fishnets. And I appreciated the dedication to the outfit.
Absolutely.
And Brandy is really pleased with herself, you know, pulling this off. Mm-hmm. When I'm handling the party, I mean it. And I think she likes it because all she can say in English is stripper.
Yeah, she loved it. I mean, she loved it. I mean, it was, but I mean, it really was great entertainment. I was laughing my ass off. And then we cut to the house to see Clayton and Cameron's bachelor party. And first of all, indoor pools in a house make me nauseous. I just want to say it. They make me very nauseous. So they're like, what we're going to do is we're going to just, they went in the pool. And did you hear the song that was played? The music in this episode was crazy. I wrote down the lyrics, the liquid. So the lyrics were like, it was him and Cameron in the pool and they were like playing with the floaties. And the song was like, stick with me and I'll stick with you. It's like, what is music? It was like love songs through it. It was so cuckoo. And they're playing in the pool and then they get out. And I felt really bad for them because, you know, it's not easy being half naked on TV, but they were sucking their stomachs in as they were walking. Did you notice that?
I get it, bro.
I get it. and then they just sat on their computer and iPad and was like, have you got the Cape of Darkness that we could use? It was really bad. And Cameron's like, you know, bachelor parties are usually drugs, hookers, drink, you know. He's like, in this, there wasn't even a beer between them.
I was glad that Cameron at least acknowledged how lame it was.
Absolutely. It was really sad. And Cameron was like, you sure this is all you want to do? And he's like, yeah, this is all I want to do. I wonder if he's ever, we've seen him in a bar, I guess, with his family, but he's probably just never had a social life like that. I don't think he's ever been out in bars and restaurants and probably stuff like that.
If you're not a partier, what do you do for the bachelor bachelorette party? Because it's so intertwined with drinking, you know, like he's saying.
What do you do?
What do those people do? I can't even imagine. Yeah. I guess at least just have a nice dinner out with a group of people.
Yeah. Yeah, it was sad. They were just kind of playing. And then we get, you know, the part that, you know, John Medesian Jr. had left and the party bus goes back. Still daylight, by the way. Still daylight. I swear that stripper turned up at 10:30 in the morning. and they go back to her house, Brandy's house. And then her and Anne Lee try to have a little bit of a conversation. They have some translation stuff. Very intriguing. I wish the liquor had been flowing even more to get more from Brandy, because she's drunk, but she's not saying too much. She gets very teary-eyed, as you do when you're drunk, but she's like, Clayton is never, ever going to leave my mother. And she said, they've always lived together. And I just wrote, por qué? What? Why? What? Tell us more, Brandy. It was as though she was just stopping herself from saying it. She spoke to the camera and she's like, I can guarantee you in a year's time, this situation is going to be the same. He will never leave my mother. I was like, tell us more. But we didn't get any more.
We just know that the mom has lived with him for 3 years. So he must have just lived with the mom before that, then, I'm guessing. And she must have lost her house somehow.
But we never got that again. Like, that's what we're asking for. Why did we never hear the mother's story? Where's his father? You know, they have like 15 episodes, but they're not getting to the nitty gritty of any of this stuff that we want to, you know, find out about. It's really annoying.
It is. It's like they chose one, and I think they do this on most seasons. They choose one storyline, one point that the couple is going to argue about the whole time. And it's like, there's so much other just juice. There's all this stuff under the surface. Yeah. That we never get. So hopefully maybe in the tell all, just kidding. That'll never
just kidding. So it seems like, oh, they're going to get married. And then we saw they're going to next week. They have a massive blowout fight because he finds out about the strippers and she packs her bag to leave. Everyone's kind of there. I think they'll get married, right?
Seems like an editing misdirect, maybe. Yeah,
I think they'll get married.
If anyone's not going to, I can see her coming to her senses about it, maybe. She seems the most uninterested.
I know.
In her
she
partner.
Really does. She really does, man. Sam and Citra, okay, I don't know if you wrote this, don't know if you saw this. Sam and Citra, the notes you have for them, is there anything in your notes that relates back to Bravo?
I don't think so.
The intro music for Sam and Citra was the same recycled garbage song that they use on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City all the time. Ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 ay. I was like, hang on, I know that terrible noise. What is that? I was like, they use that as the intro for Salt Lake City all the time.
They're using the same royalty-free music.
Yes! I loved it. I loved it. So what was going on with Citra and Sam this? I guess it was wedding dress, right?
Yeah, so she goes wedding dress shopping with her sisters. Classic picking out a wedding dress music.
Yeah.
And she tells us her dream American wedding is from Twilight in the Woods. And Sam is like a vampire because he never gets old, which to me meant he's got a baby face.
Yeah.
So that's the aesthetic she has in mind for this wedding. She tries, we see her try on one dress that has this like beaded off the shoulder sleeves, which I honestly thought was more interesting than the one she ends up picking. It's very simple, strapless, sort of not corseted, but like a sheath. And then,
I didn't even see it. I must be looking away. I didn't even see these wedding dresses.
So she's with her sisters. And she tells us that her family still keeps asking her, are you sure you want to marry this guy? And their wedding is a few days away.
I mean, they're definitely getting married. We know that he's going to go and do his conversion. They're going to get married.
Right.
I think there's love between them. I think there's affection between them, but I just don't think it's going to, I mean, she's 26. I don't know. He's 30. I think culturally, I mean, if he's really dedicated to Islam, that's a huge part of her life, maybe. I don't know. I don't know about these two.
It's not the worst pairing we've seen on these shows.
Hell of a lot worse.
By far. So I think, if he can stay on the straight and narrow, and she really is into him. See him go to the pawn shop to get a ring for her. And honestly, I thought this was a good idea for where his finances probably are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if at a pawn shop, you can score a pretty nice ring, I think, if you know what to look for.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Or so he brings his mom and, she depresses me.
She's hard. It's a hard look. It's a hard look. I know.
And just how close-minded she is bums me out. She says she doesn't even want to go to his wedding because she's Christian. And I was like, when has that ever been a thing where you have to have the same religion as the wedding or the event you're going to?
It's just so interesting. It's like, okay, so you're saying fundamentally you don't want to go because it's an Islamic wedding. Tell me three things about the Islamic faith. go on, tell me three that, you know, and she wouldn't be able to. It's just, it's a hard look. I know it's a hard look to this. So I just kind of got through it. But you're right. I thought it was a great idea to his pawn shop and that he got her a lovely ring. And we saw footage of when he proposed and I thought it was very sweet because he has been over to Indonesia. And then we see that the family is being put up at this beautiful, like, big farmhouse where they're going to get married. And then next week he goes going to convert, or as they say in Islam, they say revert, because they believe that if you are becoming part of the Islamic faith, you have always been part of the Islamic faith. So you're reverting back to it. That's what they say. But you do see the sisters are like, don't touch me, at the mosque and stuff. These sisters are horrible. And then remember, we haven't even discussed what I posted on Instagram like 3 weeks ago, is the fact that one of his sisters married his brother. We totally never discussed that. Was it confirmed? No, but it pretty much was. One of Citra's sisters is engaged to Sam's brother.
That's wild.
Mad.
How did that come about? I need to know.
At the wedding. It all happened at the wedding. We'll see the brother at the wedding. And I bet you that's what all happened. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
All right. I'm going to ask you again, as I always need to. Can you please lead us in Sophie and Rob, please?
Sure. Okay. Sophie and Rob. I have to first let you know that I unfortunately saw some apparent OnlyFans pics of Rob on Reddit.
I was trying to look for them, so I'm so glad you saw.
I did see them.
Full frontal.
Full frontal, back.
I don't want to see that.
Tools are involved.
Was he on OnlyFans or was this some other thing he was doing?
I'm not sure, but according to what I saw on Reddit, it was OnlyFans. But
interesting.
And then also on Reddit, I saw that Sam has an OnlyFans now, but I don't know that it's sexually explicit or not.
Yeah.
It was just like he's promoted. He says in his bio, Sam from OnlyFans, and he has put his profile photo. It's sort of, you know, like a modeling type photo where he's looking off in the distance.
Sam and the word model. I'm going to be nasty. Let's go into Rob, please. Go on.
Okay. So there's that. Sophie and her mom, Claire, are it's another wedding dress shopping episode. So Sophie and her mom, Claire, are going wedding dress shopping. It's very odd because
they're not speaking to each other. But the mother's like, you know, oh, you know what, Sophie? We're just going to, like, let's just pretend, yeah? Let's just pretend a lot. It's just like a dream wedding, yeah? It's like, what are you doing? And then she goes on about the meme. I can't.
Oh, yeah. So Rob has not reached out to her, even though they got in this big fight while her mom is visiting. Mm-hmm. And we find out that although he didn't text her, call her, anything like that, he did passive aggressively post a meme on his Instagram story at 4 a.m. So that was kind of like subtweeting her, basically saying like, I know someone is spreading only their side of the story to everyone we know. It's like, okay.
He's just the worst in every single conceivable way. And so, yeah, and the mother's reaction was so weird. She's like, let's just pretend this, like, I mean, real good. Like, this is a perfect wedding. What are you doing? So anyway, I know it was all set up by production, but they go to a place called Loho, which I looked up immediately. It's in Culver City. Sophie's going to try on wedding dresses. No, I'm not saying you go in and you wear a beautiful dress to go and try beautiful dresses, but maybe not wear like $8.99 Shein like bicycle shorts with lace on the bottom of them and like a ill-fitting crop top to go in. Sorry, but she looked. I was like, dude. And this is supposed to be posh, by the way. She's supposed to be posh. Just want to say that.
Right. I get what you're saying. It's like, make an event out of it. Make it, if it's supposed to be a special day, make it a special day and, you know, look a little snazzy for your big wedding dress shopping day. So, I don't have much at the store. It's a beach wedding. So she's just looking for something simple. Does she end up finding one?
Unclear. But I will say the first dress I thought she looked lovely in. I was actually surprised with her choices. The second one did look, you don't need a high slit or whatever. I didn't think that was great. But the first and the third, I actually think looked lovely and they were quite elegant. And I was, to be sorry, but I was quite shocked that they did. Then they go back to the mum's hotel and I had to write back, write down this conversation. So she goes, I'm going to call Rob and I'm going to get him to pick me up. So she puts him on speaker and he answers it, what's up? I mean, they're supposed to be getting married in what, a week or something. And then you hear, then they have a conversation. She's like, can you come pick me up? He's like, yeah, all right. Just text me the address. She's like, oh, thanks. I love you. Miss you. Right. And then the mother, this is what she said. She goes, this is just so hard to listen to. The mother just goes, oh, I think he sounded horrible. And then she just goes, oh, that's just the way he sounds on the phone though. Like, the mother's like, nah, he sounded horrible. He sounded horrible. No, it's just the way he sounds. Like, what? Oh, Sophie.
I know.
It's so hard to watch
that age where you just accept whatever.
You do. Yeah. And listen, I'm guilty of it too. We've already spoken about my Rob from Michigan, who was a complete knob as well. So,
So then it's this big buildup. They kept showing this all throughout the episode. This big buildup. She is explaining to her mom that one of the reasons that her and Rob have been fighting so much is that a week ago she revealed to Rob that she's bisexual, and she's also coming out to her mom in this moment. She's never told her mom this, and her mom's like, oh, who cares? And it's no big thing to her mom, which is great. But Claire feels bad that Sophia didn't come to her about it, because they talk about everything and all that. And then Claire kind of pivots to the fact that Sophie hasn't had a chance to date women, and now she's getting married to a man.
Or a boy. I think it was the greater conversation of you're 23 years old and you haven't experienced life and you're just coming to the, you know, exploring your sexuality. And so go and explore. Don't get tied down, especially not to this knob.
Yep.
Which is all right.
That's right. Yep. That's what I have down too. It's Sophie keeps telling us that, you know, oh, I don't care that I haven't dated women and stuff. And for me, that's a totally valid thing to say and a valid choice. But it's not even about if it's a man or a woman. It's in my mind, 23, I know people do it, but oh, that's so young to get married. And there's just so much more she has to experience. So
absolutely.
That was kind of the end of them, I think, right?
That was it. Why don't we go to Ashley and Manuel? So they're getting married in Florida. I'd forgotten about this. I've forgotten they were in Florida. And it's the night before. And I love this because Ashley's got her little steady cam or whatever, GoPro or whatever. And the production gives them, and she's filming. She's like, it's the night before we're leaving Florida to get married. And she's like, I'm cooking. Well, Manuel, he's watching football or soccer. And she's like, oh, my love, how is it going? She's doing the cooking. She's doing the packing. And he's such there watching football. And he's like, oh, they're losing. Then in typical, it couldn't have been more perfect with Ashley that we see them then driving to the airport at like some ungodly hour in the morning, like 4 a.m. And she's like, oh, we made it. We made it with 10 minutes to spare. And I was just like, it's so on brand for Ashley and Manuel. It really is.
It is running to the gate.
Oh, God. Absolutely. They stress, and her coffees are bigger than her head. It's like insane. And then they land in Florida. And I love the way Manuel was like, Florida. I loved it. He kept saying Florida, Florida. And they land in Florida and she's like, I need to get to Publix to get a cake. And I was like, okay, random. She had tons of friends coming to Florida, which was great for this wedding. Then she says a bit of contention, and we see a flashback that was not aired, is that one of her good friends, Sully, who is married to another one of her friends, he is not coming to the wedding. And in this flashback that I don't think was aired, he was sat around a campfire, bonfire, whatever, in the garden with Ashley and Manuel and other people. And he said, I think it would be disingenuous, essentially, if I went, because I don't really like the behavior that he's displayed. And that's why I'm not going. So Ashley's very upset. She says, this has been a friend of mine for a long time and I'm upset. I think they go to Publix. We see them there. buying pineapple and food. She's so happy. She's so excited. And he's excited too. Mm-hmm. Then they go back to the house and all their friends have decorated and it looks as pink and penises everywhere. It's wonderful. And from that, they kind of celebrate there. Then they're ready for their full night of partying. And we know our girl, Ashley, loves to party. And we're on the boat and they're just downing every type of alcohol. She is showing that body off. She doesn't give a fuck. She is just loving it. They're dancing. But then, Kate, we have a sad moment with Manuel.
We do. Manuel shows us some depth. He goes into this sort of drunken sadness moment, missing his friends and family back home. It's a tender side of Manuel. He's finally mentioning his children on camera. Or at least finally. The first time the edit has shown us.
Yeah.
And then she comes over and she's like, está bien, it's all good. And this looked, especially compared to what we'd seen so far in the episode for these bachelor and bachelorette parties, this looked so fun.
Yes.
They look really happy on this boat. Mm-hmm. You know, they're drinking in the sunshine and dancing and all that. And yeah, he has this moment missing everyone. And she explains he's been super homesick. It's culture shock. He's away from his family. And I was like, yeah, that is a lot. Mm-hmm. Post boat, they get ready to go out to the clubs and they're at the strip club and they're loving it.
What was great is that this was so true to form of whenever you go away, there's always one person, because she's like, Manuel was supposed to go off with the guys, but so-and-so, Schmitz's name is like Michael or something, is passed out and we couldn't wake him up. So he's back at the house. We're all just doing it together. So you go to the strip club. Ashley is so excited to the strip club. There is one scene that I love, this one shot of her, and she's got the girls are coming over and they're giving the dances and she's got a drink in one hand, a cig in the other, and she's got the girl on her and she is just in heaven.
She goes,
heaven.
You look amazing, girl. Get it, honey.
I know.
She's a good time gal.
And apparently you could smoke in strip clubs in Florida. I mean, do I expect any less? No. Then she goes outside with her friend, whose name I didn't write down, just talking about how upset she is, you know, just about Sully and things. And then she tells us that she's very happy because when Manuel was speaking with his boys or his children earlier, she was allowed to be on the phone with them. I mean, she's going to be a stepmama. Where's the mother of these kids?
Unclear. It is a good step forward, but it's a step forward that you would want to see a month or two into dating and not a couple days before your marriage.
Yeah, right? after years of dating. Yeah.
Right.
And then we get, which I couldn't stop laughing at. I had a couple of giggles in this episode. Because then we flash forward to next week when they're going to get married. And that is a tropical storm.
She's like, we're getting married at 5:30. It's happening. There's no other choice. And it's like, well, if there's a tropical storm coming in, you might want to put it off a little bit.
It was so perfect for Ashley to have a bloody tropical storm on a beach wedding day. I just loved it. She's like, I forgot. When she goes, I did forget that it's hurricane season. Okay. I laughed so much.
Get out the crystals, Ashley.
Come on, Ashley.
Yeah.
Then Kate, we have one couple left. And these are our darling Nikki, 47, and Justin, 35. And they are getting ready for their engagement party. And this scene, Nikki looks so happy. She's on the floor starting to do her hair. And she's got God knows what, there's clips, there's hot rollers, curl. I don't know what she was doing. But she was getting all this massive blonde hair all put together. And Justin's already looking, I'm ashamed. Am I ashamed? You know, I've done a lot worse. I fancied a lot worse than someone that dressed up in a Nazi costume, I'll tell you that. Justin was looking fucking great. He had this like crisp white shirt on, black pants. Woo, he looked sexy. And he seemed really happy. And Nikki was really happy and he was kissing her and he was making some crack. He's like, he was just being really funny. And you could see they have this friendship. They have this love. They have a connection. Mm-hmm. Is it long term? I don't think any of us think it is. And that's what's heartbreaking because when they're good, they're really, really good. I think he loves her and wants to be around her and thinks she's sexy, but not sexy enough to like be the only person he's gonna have sex with the rest of his life. And that's what hurts.
It's so tough because you're right. There's a connection, and they were in such good spirits. And it was nice to see them not arguing in a car. You
Oh,
know,
it
it
was
was like
lovely. What a refresh. What a
it was.
refresh being out of a car and no tears.
Yes.
And then he does this. She says it, this was really heartbreaking as well. Nikki's like, quote, "We don't make a lot of love, but when we do, I know I in his eyes that it means." I was like, Nikki. Oh, I
Nikki.
know. And then he does a little, and this is a throwback reference to English people. He did a Simon and the Witch kick. If you know, Simon and the Witch was a childhood show in England that aired when I was really, really young. And it was about this boy, Simon, who was friends with a local witch. And at the beginning of the intro, he used to do that kick that Justin did when he said, "I'm a lucky man, I'm lucky man." And Nikki's like smiling and she's like, "Okay, I'll join you there. You guys go and be with your friends, and I'll join you there." And then he comes back for another kiss and you're like, "Oh, I want this to work."
It was so nice. And
No.
she looked so beautiful
Oh,
at this engagement
oh.
party.
Amazing. She knew it. And I love it when you see someone that knows they look really good. And she walked in and she wanted to be the center of attention, quite rightly. And she walks in, everyone's like, oh, and she felt it. And she's like, walking. I loved it. I loved it.
It was so great. And they're having this dinner. And I mean, all that really matters is that they start talking about her singing career,
Fine.
and the people are begging for a performance. They need a performance. And she says, "They want me to sing my song. I have not done a sound check in this place. That's hard. We all know that's how Lou would feel the same."
And as you and I as performers, we know that, Kate.
Right. But she says, they're basically forcing me, so I give them what they want." And she gives an incredible impromptu performance of her single. No notes. She turned the party. She had everyone on their feet. The people loved it. They all loved it. They were dancing.
Now, when you say no notes.
Couldn't be better.
Okay. We love you, Nikki. We
Couldn't have gone
love
better.
you.
Couldn't have gone
It
better.
could. We love you, Nikki. And Justin, oh, I want it to work. But what was interesting is I'm kind of lost with everyone's timelines here because we're not expecting these two to get married because she's like, I'm going. I thought the whole reason for all of these couples' trips were to get married on this trip. But she says, I'm actually leaving. She's telling one of his friends, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. And then because I have summer performances and I don't know when I'll be back. So I'm kind of thinking, oh, right. Because their story is that she's applied for the fiance visa, so they're going to get married in America. So that means they're on a second season, essentially.
Yep, they're wrapping this up in a nice way.
Got it.
It's all good. And yeah, he'll come over to the States, I think. So yeah, that was the thing from that was always it, because remember she was like, I need to make sure I should do this
Right. I'd
again.
forgotten. Yeah, I'd
Yeah,
forgotten.
yeah.
Okay.
So
Okay.
they'll be back. They'll be back.
They'll be back, thank God, because I need Justin and Nikki. I just love seeing them. Remember, they were wasted doing that wine tasting and they were just giggling with each other. And I think they get on so well. I think their senses of humor. But then the problem is the next morning he says something like, yes, I have been sleeping with other women and I think we need to keep having threesomes. I mean, he just can't really sustain it, unfortunately.
They're good on camera, though,
I
and
love them. I love them.
yeah.
I really do. Well, those are all of our dum-dums for this week, guys. I mean, couples. I mean, this was episode. This was episode 15. So we're set. There's 17 max. Kate, there has to only be 17. Then the tell-alls, right? Because
Yeah,
someone
if
will get married. Ashley will get married next week. Citra get married, right? Oh, God.
Yeah, if it's not finale next week, it has to be the
It
week after.
has to
There's just
be,
nothing
yeah.
else to say here. So
There isn't,
we
yeah.
got to be at the end.
Yeah. Well, guys, we are going to love you and leave you. That is our coverage of 90 Day Fiancé, season 10, episode 15. And by the way, big news I didn't actually discuss at the beginning, just very, very quickly. Stacey, as in Silver Twins, obviously, was in hospital. She was hospitalized for unknown reasons. We don't know. She is out, but there were a lot of photos of her posing. I mean, in her hospital bed and gown. Someone, luckily, there was a photographer in full glam. Right. There, as we know, the twins need it. But she was hospitalized, but she is out, but she hasn't discussed what happened, but hopefully she's all good. Sending love and light, Stacey. And love and light to Darce, because her and Georgie are apparently, I don't think they're together anymore, Kate. I think they were married for a couple of months, but I think they've divorced or getting divorced.
Or they're separated. Darce. And the show got canceled. It's a tough time.
Always thinking of you, Silver Twins. Yeah. Guys, we have tomorrow, obviously, is our Wheel of Shame episode, and we are going to be discussing Kiwi Survival, which was a odd collection of 9-minute episodes. Unclear what was going on, but we'll try and break it down. And then on Friday, Kate, we have a load of shit going on Friday because Vanderpump Rules is back. So Salt Lake City has finished. So we're going to be covering Vanderpump Rules and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on our Bravo episode on Friday. Plus, we have our Patreon episode that we are recording that will be out this Friday. And that is, Kate, I don't know if you checked your email. I put it in the email to you. We are going to be covering a very good, really brilliantly well-made documentary that is tragic and an insight into a world that I had no idea about. Very poignant. It's on Netflix, and it is about a world-class ice skating duo. It's called Harvey and Katja. And guys, it really is. Catch it on Netflix. It's you kind of go in thinking it's going to be something, and then you really can't believe what happens at the end. We'll be covering that, but that's only for our Patreon members, which is released on Friday. So we want to say a big thank you to the people that have signed up today. We love seeing your emails come in that say new Patreon member. We send you personalized messages as soon as we see that you sign up. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone that signed up this week. And please continue to sign up. The link is in the show notes. You're going to get 20 plus hours of back episodes that we've recorded breaking down crazy documentaries, unsolved murders, pop culture, cults, poltergeists, not the one that's in my house, but other ones. Go and check it out. $5 a month. That's all it is. And you help support the pod. Follow us Instagram, Tender Loving Care Podcast. Anything else, Kate Marie Chinland?
I think you covered it all. We want to thank you all for being here, and we will talk to you very soon.
We will. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.